Congress is already at work on a 2012 budget, but there is this other deadline looming on a far bigger issue, the debt ceiling. Unlike the budget debates, congressional leaders agree that the debt ceiling has to be raised, but making it happen is a lot harder than it sounds. The president has issued an early July deadline to make that decision. Joining us now with the top 10 things to watch on the debt ceiling showdown is Bob Cusack, the managing editor of the Hill newspaper. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Top 10 things to be watching for. So we have little landmarks to look forward to over the next couple of weeks, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, right after they averted the government shutdown, now they're going into this major battle. One of the big questions outstanding is what the Republicans will ask for. President Obama has called on Congress to just raise the debt ceiling. It's now approaching $14.3 trillion and not attach any strings to it. But that's not going to fly in the Republican House. And the Republicans are saying, if we are going to raise the debt ceiling, and they probably will, we're going to have some major spending cuts. But they haven't exactly said what they want. They have talked about a balanced budget amendment, which has been talked about in Washington for well over a decade. They've talked about spending caps, but they don't have a wish list yet. But that's something to watch, because I'm sure they're going to be asking for a lot, and then they go into the negotiation phase. And you see a lot of the budget rhetoric back and forth between President Obama and congressional Republicans. They're seeking leverage. It's very similar to the government shutdown.
And where does the Paul Ryan budget proposal figure in this whole fight that's about to happen?
Well, their wish list will probably, if it's in the Paul Ryan budget, it's probably something they're going to ask for now. But there are some things that are in the Paul Ryan budget, a lot of things that Democrats say are non-starters, and that's changing the Medicare program into what they call a voucher program, block granting Medicaid. But there's some concern among congressional Democrats who are not pleased with President Obama on the tax cut deal that he struck in the lame duck session, and some were not terribly pleased with the deal he struck on averting government shutdown, that he's going to give up too much. But in order to get anything through the House, there's going to have to be some major, major concessions. And so as this goes on, obviously the stock market, Wall Street's going to be watching very closely. There's concern about the U.S. credit rating, which we saw in the news with the S&P downgrading the U.S. So a lot of things are in play, and some are saying what happened on the government shutdown can't happen this time around. They can't go up until the 11th hour, because that could be, in the words of Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, catastrophic.
We're talking with Bob Cusack, the managing editor of the Hill newspaper. I want to get into the catastrophic part of things, because, you know, when they didn't come up with an agreement on the budget, there was the threat of a government shutdown. They can't come up with an agreement on raising the debt ceiling. What happens?
Well, that's a good question. Basically, the U.S. could default on its loans. Now, some Republicans say that they can extend it. This early July deadline that President Obama has set can be moved, and that there's a bill that Republicans have proposed is that the U.S. would continue to pay its creditors, just like you have a credit card. The U.S. would continue making good on those payments, but then also make major cuts, and they would be forced to make major cuts in government spending. How that would happen, that this would be all unprecedented. But Republicans say, well, remember, President Obama said the debt ceiling had to be raised a month ago, and then change it again. Now, some of that is because of tax revenues that came in and adjustments. But Republicans, there's some Republicans on Capitol Hill who don't even believe the early July 8th deadline, and that could be a factor. So they don't have a lot of time to get a major, major deal done.
And something you said earlier I think is important, and that is, you know, what the rest of the world is looking at should the United States threaten even to default on bonds. Today there was an interview with the retired head of Singapore in one of the newspapers, and he's saying the U.S. has to get its fiscal house in order. To what extent does international fear or worry about this figure in the debates in Congress?
On both sides, I think there are pluses. For Republicans, they can point to the collapse of the economy in Greece, and they're saying that's what the U.S. is facing unless we change our major entitlement programs. Now, Democrats say, yes, we do need to make some cuts, we need to bring in more revenue. That means we need to raise taxes on millionaires and billionaires, and also maybe cut back on some defense spending. So the international pressure, where we've seen globally these countries across the world that have had economic problems. And that's what the U.S. is pointing to. And there's also some concern outside of Washington, because most people inside of Washington, I'm one of them, that will think there will be a deal on the debt ceiling and it will be raised and this catastrophic possibility won't happen. But that doesn't mean that a lot of people around the world believe that's going to happen. They saw the government shutdown go right up until last second. That makes them very nervous. It also makes world markets very nervous.
So what else should we be watching for between now and then?
Well, one thing I think that it is very interesting is that on the government shutdown, because there's so many parallels in these two showdowns, Steny Hoyer, Democrat from Maryland, the House Minority Whip, he voted for the bill, but Nancy Pelosi, the House Minority Leader, voted against it. That is a split that has got a lot of people talking on Capitol Hill. That could repeat itself. Nancy Pelosi, more liberal than Steny Hoyer. And one other thing to watch is that John Boehner, who's going to be a major player in this, in the summer of 2008, he called for Tim Geithner to step down. Obviously, President Obama didn't listen to him, and now Geithner's going to be the lead player from the administration, certainly at the cabinet level, in dealing with these negotiations. So that could get a little awkward between Boehner and Geithner.
What a wonderful springtime in Washington. Bob Cusack is managing editor for The Hill newspaper. You can, and we thank you for joining us with the preview.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.